And now we turn to a story about another kind of artifact, recordings. A few years ago, we told you about a physicist named Carl Haber. He was driving to work one day, listening to NPR, when he heard a report on historic audio recordings. Antique records and wax cylinders can be so fragile that they are damaged by the needle used to play them. All of this made Haber wonder if technology could somehow get the sound off old recordings without touching their delicate surfaces.
Good night, Irene.
It turns out technology can help. You just heard a sound clip that Haber's lab created using a hands-off technique. Now his process is being tested at the Library of Congress to see if it's good enough to help the library make digital copies of its vast archive. NPR's Nell Boyce went to the library to check it out.
I'm in a small white room with bright red carpet, and Carl Haber is about to play me a record from around 1930. It's a recording of Gilbert and Sullivan's Iolanthe. And the thing is, this record is broken.
If you look, there's a little piece. Looks like somebody just got hungry and took a bite out of it.
The record is sitting on a turntable. Haber has fitted the broken piece back into place like it's a jigsaw puzzle.
If we spun this thing fast, the piece would come flying off, you know, and maybe hit somebody.
But this won't spin like a normal record player. And there's no needle hovering over the record. Instead, there's a camera linked to a computer. It snaps detailed images of the groove cut into the disc.
And by taking these pictures, it essentially just unwinds the record into a big, long stripe.
The picture appears on Haber's computer screen. It looks like a black and white photo of a tire tread.
Here's the break. You can see there's a little piece of dust, little scratch marks on it.
The computer ignores all of these flaws, and at the click of a mouse, it uses the image to reconstruct the sound. It used to take Haber hours and hours to recreate short sound clips. Now his improved system, which he calls Irene, can scan a record in almost real time. That's why Irene was installed here late last year. The Library of Congress has millions of old audio recordings. Many are in poor condition or use ancient formats. Peter Allier works to preserve these records. To play them, he says, you need technicians who are trained to do things like choose the proper needle. But if Irene lives up to its potential, anyone could make a copy.
They don't have to worry about any of the technical aspects. They simply can stick a disc on it and get some sound out of it.
Allier says it's like a photocopy machine for sound.
It brings the possibility of automation much closer to reality for these kinds of materials.
That could help the library digitize its vast collection and make it more widely available. But how good are those photocopies? This is not an emergency, and it's not a test of the emergency broadcast system. It is a test that the scientists use to see how well Irene can read some old-fashioned discs coated with lacquer. The library has thousands of these one-of-a-kind records. Haber says the format is obsolete. But luckily, audio engineer George Horn still makes these records at his studio in California.
And he cuts them for DJs who want to use them for the, you know, thing that they do, I guess.
Horn cut this disc with a series of well-defined tones. Haber says Irene can reproduce the tones precisely.
The machine is not adding its own color. It's not adding anything of its own nature.
Irene may not add things, but Haber says Irene does take some things away.
So this is a lovely recording of the song Johnny Was the Boy for Me.
Johnny is the boy for me, always knew that he would be.
Recorded by Les Paul and Mary Ford in 1953.
On a regular turntable, the beat-up record skips.
Though I loved you, then I told my eager heart.
But Irene skips over the skip, like it's not even there.
Though I loved you from the start, and I told my eager heart, Johnny is the boy for me.
And here's another worn-out old record.
Got me some blues.
It's owned by a collector who says it's so damaged, he doesn't even try to play it with a regular needle. But Irene scanned it and got some sound. Irene isn't perfect. While it takes away pops and clicks, it can sometimes add more hiss to a recording than you'd get if you played it with a needle. Still, the library finds all this encouraging enough that it started testing the system on hundreds of discs. Meanwhile, Carl Haber is working to speed up a machine that could get even better sound quality. Instead of taking flat photographs, it can create a three-dimensional image of the groove on a record, or on a wax cylinder. Haber's lab reconstructed this sound from one wax cylinder made around 1911. It's a Native American called Ishi. The cylinder is one of thousands held at the University of California's Phoebe Hearst Museum. Haber says it's amazing to hear these voices from the past.
You know, there's this whole cultural and human component to what we're looking at. That makes it wonderful.
He says it's a nice break from his real job at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California, where he studies subatomic particles. Nell Boyce, NPR News.
You can compare songs played by Irene with those played on regular record players at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.